stronger, faster.
In the 1970s television series The $6 Million Man, the character Steve Austin got a new bionic arm and legs after a crash landing. Advances at the James A. Haley VA Polytrauma Center aren't quite that advanced yet, but a device called the exoskeleton does allow a paralyzed veteran to stand and walk, aided by only a computer backpack, robotic leg braces, and a walker. This demonstration is from April 2014 during the ceremonial opening of the Polytrauma Center.
My name is Michael Firestone. I'm the lead physical therapist in spinal cord clinic.
I'm Josh Baker, lead patient.
Hi, my name is William Haven. I'm also a therapist and spinal cord physical therapist.
Well, we're going to get up and simulate walking using the exoskeleton.
When's the last time you walked without an exoskeleton?
November 22nd, last year.
Baker was injured in a motorcycle accident in 2013.
He's only been doing this for about 2 weeks. He's come a long ways in 2 weeks, actually.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to hold for stand. Eyes are about ready. Okay, begin stand.
Baker slowly rises from a chair. His legs straighten. His hands grip a walker in front of him.
Very smooth. So Josh has progressed to a form of gait where the machine will actually step him when he gets his foot in the right position.
Using a walker only to steady himself, the exoskeleton does the rest of the work, automatically stepping Baker forward, methodically, one foot after the other. The robotic components are programmed to Baker's specific body height, weight, and gait.
How much effort did that take?
Not too much. You kind of just, if you get a good rhythm and you get up upright, you can actually just walk right along and the machine simulates it.
What was your initial reaction when they proposed this to you and you they Doing stood the, you up?
It was really great, kind of like a jubilation feeling where you can get up and walk again and simulate it.
Simulated walking can help paralyzed veterans both mentally and physically. Witnessing their wheelchair-bound son walk again was an emotional moment for his parents, Lori and Robert Baker.
It was incredible. That's the first time I've got a chance to see him walk since November, and it just means so much.
Yeah, it's been really hard.
Emotionally, the whole nine yards, mentally, it means so much to him to do this, and it's incredible.
You talked about what it means for him. What does it mean for you?
Anything that makes him feel better about the situation, makes him feel better about getting up and the movement and progress, makes me feel better. It's normal parent thing. Your child's happy, you're happy.
That's exactly right. And it makes him feel 100% better being able to actually stand up and walk again. And it's just an incredible piece of machinery that they've come out with. It's going to help so many other servicemen just to give them the hope that they can stand again when they're just stuck in a wheelchair. It's just a blessing.
One of the biggest blessings cited by those using the exoskeleton is regaining the ability to stand and look someone straight in the eyes. Haley is one of two centers in Florida that use the exoskeleton. The other is located at the University of Miami Project. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News. Pretty good.